You may want to turn in your New Testaments to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Begin reading in just a moment, verse 3 of the text. We acknowledge the fact that the frequency of conversions to the body of Christ is not what it has been in other times. Not necessarily as bad as it has been at certain times, but not as good. Either. We go back to Acts chapter 2, and on that one day, 3,000 souls were saved through the preaching of the gospel as it was proclaimed for the first time. We can read biographies concerning the early 1800s and late 1700s and even earlier in the 20th century of gospel meetings being held. And 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month worth of preaching nonstop with hundreds of people or tens or dozens of people being baptized into Christ as a result of such efforts. And we acknowledge the fact that that doesn't happen as much anymore as it did in previous times. Although, may I say very quickly, that it does happen in other places. And you see those kinds of responses in places such as India and Philippines, as the effort to preach the gospel is made in those places. The question is why? Why is it that the gospel is less effective than it has been in other places? And when I ask that question, I do so with a little bit of hesitancy, because I don't think that the problem is with the gospel. And I know that you don't think that either. So maybe the question is not worded correctly. There is an acknowledgement here in the text of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 concerning the gospel being veiled. Now, understand that the gospel is the revelation of God. A revelation, by definition, a revealing, is something that's made known. If you look in just the previous verse, in verse 2, there is a reference to the manifestation of the truth. The manifestation. The word manifestation, same thing as revelation. It is made manifest. It is made known. The truth is made known. And the Apostle Paul affirmed that through the preaching of the gospel, through the manifestation of that truth, that souls were being saved. But he acknowledged the fact that the gospel might be veiled. He said, even if our gospel is veiled, verse 3, but understand why it is that the gospel is veiled. He says that in the latter part of that verse. If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. And so there is a reason why the gospel is veiled to certain individuals. And it may be that that's part of the problem. Now, I'm not going to sit here and deny the fact that one of the reasons not as many people are being saved is possibly because of apathy on the part of those who ought to be doing the preaching. It may be our fault, at least in part, that we're not preaching it often enough. And by the way, we may not be preaching the gospel enough. You know, there is a movement in the world today thinking that the reason why people aren't coming to Christ is because of the change, that the gospel has become ineffective in some way, and so we need to modify it, we need to alter it, we need to change our approach and change our teaching and preaching. Well, those who come to an altered gospel are not coming to salvation anyway, so that's not going to work. But I do acknowledge, and I think that this is part of the problem, is that when our preaching is done to many in our society, they are under the influence of, as stated in the particular text, the God of this age. And as a result of that, they have become blinded, and they will not see. It's not that they cannot, but they will not see the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's nothing that we can do about that. Nothing we can do. Every individual has the right, God-given right, to accept or reject the gospel of Jesus Christ. If it would help to put a gun to their head, maybe so, but it wouldn't help. That's what the Spaniards tried when they sought to convert the Incans way back when. It didn't work that way. Our power is persuasive. So it may not be that we will be as prolific with regard to the number of conversions that come directly as a result of our proclamation of truth. It may be because of the society in which we live. It may be because of the days in which we live. That doesn't preclude the responsibility that we have to share the gospel with as many people as we can. But I do want to emphasize, and I think it is pointed out in the fifth verse of the text, Paul's response in that regard. He said, "We do not, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants, for Jesus' sake." As we talked about this evening, it's all about Jesus Christ. In response even to apathy and spiritual ignorance and an unwillingness to acknowledge the gospel of our Lord, our response is to preach Christ. Let it fall upon all ears, and those few who may be responsive to the gospel of our Lord will respond in faith. It's veiled to the rest that there are some out there. There are in every generation who are interested in hearing the gospel of our Lord, and it is to those that we make our efforts and we strive to bring them into the kingdom through the preaching of truth. It's all about the preaching of Jesus. Don't ever forget that. I'm going to offer an invitation at this time to those who are here, acknowledging that it is all about the Christ. And it may be that this evening some things have been said sufficient to, in your heart, make a change, a spark, to where you desire to either know more about this Jesus, or because you have sufficient knowledge so that you have gained faith to respond in obedience to what is required of you, that you might be reconciled with God. We don't know your heart. We want to help you in any way. Make known to us that you want to know more if you do not think that you know enough. But if you believe this evening that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and you desire to become a child of His, we call upon you to repent, to confess Him as Lord, and to be baptized to have your sins washed away. And we pledge to assist you in this if you should desire it. We're going to offer an invitation now. If you have that need, or if there is any spiritual need we can assist you with, we ask that you come. While together we stand, while we sing.